Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, August 11th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, today is Warrant Wednesday, and the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has posted a new one. Darius Washington has a local warrant for possession of MDMA and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. If you know of any information regarding Washington, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your jobs here in the area, East Coast Migrant Head Start Project is looking for a teacher. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree in early childhood education or related, excellent communication skills, and meeting all business, state, and local child care employee regulations, including first aid and CPR. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred, and the Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. No experience is necessary, a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, U.S. citizenship or naturalized citizenship, and no felony convictions are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles. Removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 89 degrees out, feels like 101. Partly sunny with a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid, 62%. The dew point 74, cloud cover 40%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 33,000 feet. your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Rest of today, sunny early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gust up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Armyworms are munching their way through hay fields across Alabama and the rest of the South. MorningAgClips.com reports the adult moths migrate in from South Florida into the region each spring and summer and lay eggs in fertilized forage grasses, building their population through multiple generations and then migrating to other crops. Fall armyworm larvae feed on 60 different plant hosts, including forage grasses, corn, alfalfa, cotton, peanuts, soybeans, and most vegetables. The Dominican Republic is limiting shipments of pigs and mobilizing its military to contain the spread of African swine fever. According to AgriMarketing.com, the Dominican Ag Ministry made the announcement as the U.S. and Mexico tightened border checks to avoid spreading the infection. The U.S. and Mexico are both boosting airport inspections to stop travelers from bringing in Dominican pork products that could carry the virus. After 9 months of review, the EPA finalized its interim decision on the weed killer paraquat last Monday, effectively keeping the herbicide on the U.S. market for 15 years. AgriCulture.com reports the agency decided to allow aerial applications of the chemical on a broader range of crops than it proposed last October, but also imposed additional steps to protect human health, like 50 to 75-foot buffer zones around houses when applied by air. First approved in 1964, paraquat is used on invasive weeds and grasses.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service says it will be conducting a referendum later this year for eligible domestic producers and importers of high bush blueberries. The question is whether to continue the Blueberry Promotion Research and Information Order. The program was developed to coordinate promotion, consumer information, and research to drive consumption of highbush blueberries. More than 98% of the U.S. blueberry production happens in just 10 states. Georgia and Florida are among those top blueberry-growing states, along with Oregon, Washington, Michigan, California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas, and Minnesota. Florida's blueberry growers support over 2,500 full-time jobs year-round and generate an economic impact of $295 million, according to the Florida Blueberry Growers Association. Quentin Rowe grows blueberries at his family farm in Florida.
The blueberry industry now is a year-round industry. It's North America and South America. The Northern Hemisphere blueberry market starts in Florida, and it's about a 6 to 8 week season. So we're in a very narrow little patch when there really are no other blueberries blueberries in the world that are coming in.
And in Georgia, blueberries were originally planted as a replacement crop for tobacco. Today, they are the number one fruit produced in Georgia, beating the peach, producing 39 million pounds of blueberries valued at over $120 million. The referendum will be held October 8th through the 22nd.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Inflation continues to rage, but the Labor Department says that while consumer prices did rise last month, it was the slowest rate of increase since February. A 0.5% rise June to July. Prices have risen a substantial 5.4% compared with 1 year ago. Wall Street higher at mid-morning as the market analyzes that latest inflation report. Nissan to close its huge factory in Smyrna, Tennessee for almost 2 weeks starting Monday due to a shortage of crucial computer chips. With business, Samrich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Jay Happ combined with a trio of relievers and a one-hitter as the St. Louis Cardinals beat skidding Pittsburgh 4-1. Happ retired the first nine batters and was pulled after six, having given up one run on one hit.
Our job is to go as hard as we can for as long as we can until the decision's made to move, you know, to the bullpen. So we're still trying to get as deep as we can, go till the ball's taken from us.
Cardinals are back to .500. The Pirates have lost 12 of 15. Central leader Milwaukee took two at Wrigley Field for the Cubs, 4-2 and 6-3. West leader San Francisco won their third straight, 8-7 over Arizona. The L.A. Dodgers blanked East leader Philadelphia 5-0, snapping the Phillies' eight-game winning streak. The bases loaded walk in the sixth forced in the go-ahead run in Atlanta's 3-2 win over Cincinnati. San Diego beat Miami 6-5. The series opener between the Nationals and Mets in New York was suspended in the top of the second because of rain. Washington was ahead 3-1. Play will resume today along with the regularly scheduled contest. This is SRN Sports. Tampa Bay's lead in the AL East is now 5 games over second-place Boston after they beat the Red Sox 8-4. Boston manager Alex Cora saw his team fall to 10-4 since the All-Star break and drop their sixth straight to the Rays.
We have a good team, but we have to keep working at it. We've been on the roller coaster. We have to play a better brand of baseball.
Minnesota beat Central leader Chicago 4-3. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli and rookie starter Griffin Jacks, the first Air Force Academy graduate to appear in the major leagues, striking out a career-best 10 batters.
Double-digit strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox is not something you're going to see from a lot of starting pitchers in this game.
Salvador Perez homered twice to set a career high with 29 this season, helping Kansas City beat New York 8-4. L.A. split a doubleheader with Toronto. The Angels won the first game 6-3, lost the second 4-0. Oakland edged Cleveland in 10 innings 4-3. It was Detroit 9, Baltimore 4, Texas 5, 4 over Seattle in 10. The Italy game saw AL West leader Houston beat Colorado 5-0. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I do try to be empathetic and put myself in other people's shoes, but unfortunately, I have big feet. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.